podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
No!
Ooh, I am maxing that out.
Your mom is maxing that out. What?
She's a fine motherfucker.
That's right. Better back that ass up.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound,
Mike Wazowski,
that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off,
then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody. Episode 124.
Your mom's a whore.
Dirty whore.
Hey, look at that.
We're so simple.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah, the A in Tancast!
Woo! Alright. Shall we get to the Tan laughs, or does Noah have another act to that opera?
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
It's time to read Tan laughs. It's a Tan laugh, just like you. If you tell us to read your Tan laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere, from Fiji to Vietnam. Email them in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. It's time for some Tan laughs.
Well, I got some Tan laughs from Thomas. I don't believe I'm going to read them all because there's a lot of them. Thomas was listening recently, heard we didn't have... Oh, excuse me. Tom. He signed it Tom, but his email says Thomas. He's very conflicted.
Hmm. Aren't we all?
I suppose. He saw that, or heard on a recent Tancast that we didn't have many new jokes sent in, so he sent in a shitload!
Yay!
They tend to be a little bit misogynistic. Like this guy says, our last fight was my fault. My wife asked me, what's on TV? And I said, dust.
That's not that bad.
That's not necessarily misogynistic.
When you've read the jokes that preceded it and follow it, you know it's misogynistic.
I'd say it needs more punch to be more misogynistic. Dust, bitch, get cleaning. Stuff like that.
All right.
Dust just sounds like,
men die before
what's up?
Shut the fuck up
guy.
And let me finish the next joke. Why do men die before their wives? I don't know why! Because they want to.
Delicious.
I married Miss Wright. I just didn't know her first name was Always.
Pretty sure I've heard that one before.
What's worse than a male chauvinist pig?
What's that, Tim?
A woman who won't do what she's told.
I like Tim when he does a voice. Let's just let him do that.
All right. You know why? Because that lets me do other shit.
The most effective way to remember your wife's birthday is to forget it once.
I don't think that's necessarily a chauvinist, so much as it is just absolutely terrifyingly true.
That's why I put on my Google Calendar.
Why is a laundromat a really bad place to pick up a woman?
I don't know! We're too busy being faggots!
Because a woman who can't even afford a washing machine will probably never be able to support you.
Yeah, but at least you know she does laundry.
How do you know when a woman is about to say something smart?
I don't know! Tim's too busy being a faggot!
When she starts her sentence with, a man once told me.
Oh,
awful. Is there any more?
There's tons more, but that's enough chauvinism for one day.
You're just done with this whole...
There's never enough chauvinism for one day.
Yeah, we'll tell your wife that. See how that works out for you.
Steph, there's never enough chauvinism for one day.
Oh, thank you for telling me, Noah.
See? She kicks in the door. What the fuck?
Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Noah gets stabbed in the middle of Tancast.
She started taking kickboxing.
Oh, shit. You're fucked.
Nah, I'm not scared. She won't beat me up.
Excellent. Well, I will do my tan left next.
Do it.
This one comes from Mike, one of many Mike sent. A group of kindergartners were trying very hard to become accustomed to the first grade. The biggest hurdle they faced was the teacher insisted on no baby talk. You need to use big people words, she was always reminding them. She asked John what he'd done over the weekend. I went to visit my Nana. No, you went to visit your grandmother. Use big people words. Then she asked Mitchell what he had done. I took a ride on a choo-choo. No, you took a ride on a train. You must remember to use big people words. Then she asked little Alex what he had done. I read a book, he replied. That's wonderful, the teacher said. What book did you read? He thought really hard about it, puffed out his chest with big pride, and said, Winnie the Shit.
Nice. All right, I got one from Todd, T-O-D-D, Todd.
Yeah, you know me.
Okay.
All right. A man wakes up, no request for special voices this week. A man wakes up in the hospital bandaged from head to foot. The doctor comes in and says, ah, I'm glad to see you regain consciousness. You probably won't remember, but you were in a huge pileup on the freeway. You're going to be okay. You're walking in. Everything but your Johnson was severed in an accident, and we couldn't find it. Wait. Okay, everything but your Johnson. That didn't make any sense. His Johnson was severed in an accident. That's what it boils down to.
Excellent.
Wait, that's the joke?
No. Sorry, but the sentence didn't make sense. It says, everything but your Johnson. Oh, sorry, I misread it. Let me try this again. You're going to be okay. You're walking in everything. But your Johnson was severed in the accident, and we couldn't find it. The man groans, but the doctor goes on. You've got 9,000 insurance compensation coming, and we now have the technology to build a new Johnson. They work great, but they don't come cheap. It's roughly $1,000 an inch. The man perks up. So the doctor says, you must decide how many inches you want. Understand that you've been married for 20 years, and this is something you should discuss with your wife. If you had a 5-incher before and get a 9-incher now, she might be a bit put out. If you had a 9-incher before and you decide to only invest in 5 inches now, she might be disappointed. It's important that she plays a role in helping you make a decision. The man agrees and talks over with his wife. The doctor came back in the next day and asks, so have you spoken with your wife? Yes, I have, says the man. And has she helped you make a decision? Yes, says the man. What's your decision? Asks the doctor. We're getting granite countertops.
Oh, so sad. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't like iPhoto. That's right. I've said it. I put it out there.
What's your problem with iPhoto?
Well, first of all, I have to go to my mother-in-law's house and help her use it, and I don't know how to use it.
Well, that seems more your failing than it's.
But then, like, I used it to email photos to me to send to Noah, and, like, when I try and save them, they don't save as, like, JPEGs. They save as HTM files.
I think you did it wrong.
Yep.
How did I do it wrong?
Because, well, the files aren't any different in iPhoto. The files are going to be what the files are going to be. Like,
yeah,
iPhoto,
well, they're even labeled
them
as JPEG, but when I try and save them off this stupid document, maybe it's Yahoo, but still, when I try and save them off this document, it lists them as HTM files.
Hmm. What command are you using? You know what? This is making for a fascinating show. Shall we talk about it later?
No.
All right.
What's unfascinating about it? I'm pissing on Apple. That's what we do.
Okay.
One third of us pisses on Apple.
So,
well, I think it's your fault more than iPhoto's fault.
So
I disagree.
You're in iPhoto. What do you choose?
Well, he's not in iPhoto now. He's in Yahoo now.
Yeah, I'm not even on Apple right now. That's what I was saying. It's the other frustrating part is like I'll get the picture. I'll download the pictures from the camera, and then she'll be like, okay, show me what you're doing. I'm like, wait, I don't know what I'm doing yet. It's not like I use this interface all the time. And she's like, what did you just do? I'm like, I'm looking around. That's what I did. Stop asking. I'm pressing buttons, trying to figure shit out.
Well, so you need to know how you press the random buttons. So eventually, when she does it, she can press the same random buttons and hopefully eventually get to the same thing you got to.
Well, once I figured it out, then I'm like, okay, here's what I did. And then she's like, I got nothing. I'm like, great.
I just whip out my dick and start typing. Whatever happens, happens.
When you look at the photos in Yahoo, there's no button to, like, download attachment or...
Oh, no. They're, like, in the text of the email.
And so you're right-clicking on that image?
Correct.
On the image, not the email?
Correct.
Okay. I've never used, I don't use Yahoo email, so I've never tried the same image for it. Gmail, which is much better. I don't know if it's much better, but it just allows you to download all the attachments. Let's see if
normally
I can...
Yahoo does. It has a, well, granted, I don't really like the way Yahoo does it because you have to do each one individually. Like if there's 8 pictures, it'll be like, download this one attachment. And then you go, we're checking this attachment for viruses. Okay, you can download this attachment. And then now you have to go do the same thing with the other 7. I don't know if Gmail does it the same way. I don't think it does. I think you can just...
No, Gmail allows... Well, you can download one by one, but it also gives you an option just to download all the attachments into a zip file. And of course...
I do like... So, what I did... So, like, I selected the pictures that I wanted, and there was this thing that said email, so I clicked on email, and it's, you know, opened up the email program, and all the files were, you know, put in the body of the email, and it automatically put in the subject line, 8 great photos from iPhoto. I'm like, I don't know, they're all great. I don't know if you can count on that every time.
Watch one day they'll have an algorithm that will look at your pictures and assess them. 8 mediocre photos. 2 good ones.
5
one
great photos, 2 mediocre, and 1 shitty photo from iPhoto.
Lovely. Hey, Tim.
Yo.
This is not an iPhoto problem. This is a Yahoo sucks ass problem.
Is it?
Yep.
How do you know?
Because he Googled it.
Because I just used iPhoto to email myself a picture.
You're right. It is a Yahoo sucks ass problem. Because I forwarded the pictures from Yahoo to Gmail.
All right. For some reason, Chrome doesn't like Yahoo. I'm trying to view an image, and it won't let me. So, there we go.
Yep. Yeah, the image location name is download ?MID equals blah, 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 blah. And not the actual image name. Not the original image name.
Your mama's not the original name.
iPhoto wins once again!
Aha! Uh-huh. You've been iPhotoed, sir.
Hogwash!
I mean, I'm sure there are reasons people don't like iPhoto. I like it. Although, granted, I don't use it that much.
I like the fact that it can find faces. I just shove a bunch of photos in there and it goes, hey, Bob's in this picture, Jan's in this picture. Thank you, iPhoto. I really do not want to tag all those people.
Sometimes, though, it will pick something random and think it's me. This random black splotch on the wall, is that you, Noah?
It's like, no, that's not me.
I've had that thought many times.
We have so many pictures of my son in my iPhoto that now it thinks that any child, you know, similar facial proportions, it thinks all kids are him.
Is this your child? Ooh, what about
no,
this?
That's my nephew. Is that your child? No, that was just a kid in the background.
It's like a really shitty musician. Is this your child? No, that's the Ace of Spades. Is this your child? No, that's a pigeon you pulled out of your pants. Is this your child? You're stopping now.
Oh, man. My company had hired some, like, walk-around magician. Not musician.
I thought you were going to say midget.
Midget.
Walk-around midget.
Just a walk-around midget. He's like,
stay
hello,
away
sir.
From
can I get
walk
you anything
around
from down
midget
here?
And hey. Hey, oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, hey. Anyway, walk around magician.
Yeah.
All right, it is tricky.
It was for a big company party thing, so he got up and did like a pseudo motivational thing, but basically just doing some magic to entertain the crowd, and then was just like walking around doing like real one on one kind of.
Don't fuck up your job.
What was that?
That's the motivation. Don't fuck up your job.
Yeah, don't fuck up. And doing, working the crowd, like, one-on-one, one-on-two, whatever.
Do you work the shaft?
I know enough about how magic's done. Like, I could see where he was distracting people and, where he was reaching for his pocket and doing the palms and whatever. So he was very skillful, but, I just knew where to look and when. Then he walks up to me, and he's like, hey, pick a card. And I'm, looking for the card deck. He goes, no, just name a card. I name a card. He reaches into his pocket and pulls that card out. I was like, fuck me. You're a wizard.
All right, that was impressive, sir. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I shit you not. He just reached into a coat pocket and pulled out the card. He goes, here you go. I was like, dude, it was the 8 of clubs. I didn't even pick a face card.
Maybe he has all 52 cards hidden on his person somewhere, and he just went to the 8 of clubs pocket.
Yeah, that's really, other than, conjuring the Dark Lord Cthulhu, that's the only way to pull that joke off. Is
Although,
to have them hidden in different places.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't.
You're right, maybe, although.
Well, I was wondering if there's cards people are more likely to pick than others for whatever reason.
It's distinctly possible, but I mean, I could have easily said the Ace of Spades, which I'm sure would be the most common one.
But maybe I'm just thinking he didn't have all 52 cards, but he had just the most likely ones.
That
pick a card. All right, pick another card. All right, you suck at this.
That one. Keep going. Fuck. I don't know.
Fuck you. Keep going. Yeah, Penn and Teller, actually, on one of their specials where they, like, show themselves doing tricks and then show people how they did them, set, like, a bunch. Some of them were, like, giant novelty-sized cards, like, as big as a person. Some of them were, like a beach blanket that somebody was laying on, and they just hid them like all over this beach, and they'd have random people walk up, and then they would like just point, "Is that your card?" And like have the person stand up with, you know, like the eight of clubs in like just ink on their stomach or whatever. And yeah, they just memorized where all 52 cards were around the beach.
Wow. That's a lot of memorization.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
She didn't say that.
Like, fuck, can I have that dude, that chick, and this waiter, like, can you guys all just come over here? All right, it's one of you. I can't remember.
I heard Teller
talking
that
too.
On the radio. I don't know why. He did not sound like how I imagined to sound. That's all.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That was delicious.
I don't know that I've ever heard him talk. I got invited to a free yoga class removed from my events.
You're not into the yoga, Tim?
Not even remotely.
You could suck your own pee-pee.
Ah. I love it when people on Facebook invite me to events that are like half a world away. It's like, no, I will not be attending your book burning in Great Britain, as I will not be in or near Great Britain this year.
Although I am going to attend Stare Dramatically Into the Distance During the Middle of a Sentence Day on December 3rd, because that sounds like a great event, and I'm glad I got invited.
Try to make your sentence as mundane as possible, though.
They have a picture of Orlando Bloom from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I think I need to launder my socks this evening.
So, we have a unique opportunity to scoop the Mousetalgia podcast because someone here went to the Pixar campus yesterday. And we are recording and probably going to release this episode before they do.
That's right, bitches suck it, bitches doo-da, doo-da. That's right, bitches suck these bitches.
That's right, bitches suck these bitches.
I was pointing at my crotch.
How do I sound right now?
Fine.
You sound like Noah, so.
Okay, for some reason you guys are all like,
Is your audacity about to fail?
I don't know. It's something different. Hold on. Let me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
While we're having these technical difficulties, it's a good time to remind you that it's nominating season at PodcastAwards.com.
Mike Wazowski!
From November 7th to November 20th, 2010, you can nominate your favorite podcast. We'd like you to nominate Tancast as your favorite comedy podcast. Unless, of course, Tancast is not your favorite comedy podcast, in which case, fair enough. Back to the show.
So, Pixar. I went there. It was awesome. The end. No, yeah, I went there for the Cartoon Art Museum benefit fundraiser. I took my sister and my nephew, who's 4, and my sister is 20 years younger than me, so she's going to be 14 soon, like 2 days.
I was a little disappointed that you did not show a shit ton of like, there was one picture in the Pixar lobby, and then that was it.
Well, you could only take pictures in the Pixar lobby.
Allegedly.
Like, I mean, there was people taking pictures in other room areas where you weren't supposed to. I was not breaking the law.
Noah does not rage against the machine.
I was like, this is my first time here. This may be my only time here. I want to enjoy it to the fullest extent. I did take more pictures, though, than that, and I'll post them. I took those on my digital camera because I'm like, oh, I might as well take good pictures, not like, you know, just what my iPhone can do. So, pictures are coming on your face.
Whoa, I don't want pictures coming on my face. No.
So, yeah, they had, like, a bunch of different, like, life-size things in the lobby. Why is this not working?
Oh, could you be more general?
Sorry, I was trying to type something that wasn't working right. So, yeah, they had, like, two of the Cars characters in the lobby. I don't remember the names. I think one was, like, a French name because it was that little forklift guy.
The one who runs the tire shop?
Yeah. Or it might have been just a generic forklift, because weren't there other forklift guys as well? Oh, he had a bunch of tires, so I would say it's the tire guy, because he had a bunch of tires on his little forklift hands. And they had another character. Yeah. You know, the Cars characters aren't that memorable for me, unless they're like Steve McQueen, Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, I was going to say Steve McQueen's an actual person.
He was very memorable. However, both Steve McQueen and the guy who voiced the cop car are dead, so
Lightning
that.
McQueen? No,
the cop
Steve
car,
McQueen.
I okay. said, Dill Hole.
Lightning McQueen was That was Steve Olsen's character, wasn't it?
Owen Wilson? Steve Olsen?
Fuck, I don't know where I'm getting that from. That was like
Jimmy Olsen's brother from Superman?
Who was the cop car?
Paul Salad Dressing.
Oh, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, him.
And then who else is dead?
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
Oh. He did not voice any of the characters.
Why couldn't...
No, but he's dead.
Okay.
Why couldn't the guy who voiced Mater be dead?
Oh, well, that... I will talk about something about Mater in just a moment. In the lobby, there was Mike and Sully. Mike was very furry, right? No, Sully was furry. Mike
Sully's
is the little
furry.
Green
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, Sully is furry.
Yeah. He actually had real fur on him. They had Buzz and Woody as Lego, made out of Legos. That was impressive.
Hmm.
They had a bunch of, like, really large artwork from Toy Story 3 in the lobby. That was like, it was like they applied the sketch filter from Photoshop.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't heart-shaped lines. It was kind of like, it looked like it had been sketched. So that's pretty cool. They had free food, which I did not know they were having. I always like free food. Kudos for that. And then they had, like, a little store that you had to be, like, a VIP member. Like, you had to get the VIP tickets to go purchase stuff there. And I don't know how that, like, I assume you could buy it somewhere else, because I've seen Pixar stuff, but I've never seen Pixar stuffed animals other than, like, Toy Story, maybe. I don't know. I think
Well, as someone who goes to Disneyland a lot, I see a lot of them.
Okay. They had, like, Toy Story 3 stuff, so I don't know if it was, like, you couldn't get anywhere else. I think you had a discount on it. I didn't really care. Some lady was upset about it. She's like, I can't believe
she was upset? Why was she upset?
She just was... She didn't buy the VIP ticket, and she was annoyed that she couldn't go in there and buy stuff.
Ah.
I was like, I didn't really buy any shit, so I'm cool. So while we were there, you got to see a bunch of shorts that Pixar's done. I shouldn't say all the stuff. Some of the stuff I hadn't seen before. But, like, in one of their screening rooms. So they have, like, a big theater, which I didn't get to go into. You had to be, like, the VIP thing to go in the big screen room. But then they had, like, little screening rooms to the side of that, I guess, that we got to go in. And they had couches. It was very nice. It was much nicer than my home theater.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Pixar is able to do it a little nicer than your home theater?
Yeah, do it a little nicer than me. I don't know what's going
on
there.
That's crazy.
So
maybe if you make 8 blockbuster movies in a row...
You mean the company that effectively saved Disney Animation has a nice screening room?
They're doing up nice.
Nice. That's good. Good for them.
Doing it up nice.
So they played 3 shorts I've seen before. One was the guy who's like being trained how to use the flying saucer, the alien. Have you guys seen that one?
I don't believe so.
He's trying to pull a guy out of his house. And so he's like, he's sitting there and there's this big guy with a little clipboard watching him, testing him. And he has like all these switches that look the same.
I've never seen that one.
It was on something. I don't remember specifically what.
You mean it was in front of one of the movies?
I should say I've seen it before. I can't recall where I've seen it. I assume it was in front of a movie.
Okay, because I don't think it was in front of one of the movies.
I don't know where I've seen it then. Oh, I see the hair over there. They also had
I'm sorry, 11 blockbuster movies. I misspoke. I'm sure someone was about to fact check me. Probably Hale. So I wanted to get in there.
Excuse me, sir. It was 11 blockbuster movies.
How dare you forget Ratatouille, Toy Story, and A Bug's Life?
Bug's Life was kind of unmemorable.
It's the least grossing Pixar movie.
Like, I know I've seen it. Mm-hmm. And you know what the other problem was? Ants came out around the same time.
Yep.
Yes.
So, like, even though I know the same movies, sometimes it gets a little confused. I'm like, wait, which one was that?
Bug's Life was superior to Ants, though. I'll throw that out there.
All right.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Anyway, back to Pixar.
Oh, so the other short was the one, the magician with the rabbit and the magic hat that he could reach through.
Yes,
and
I like that one. That was in front of...
What was that?
That was in front of Wall-E.
Wall-E.
This is making me want to see Wall-E again.
Go for it.
And also Ratatouille.
Never seen it.
I've seen it. I've seen them all!
You the man.
What was the other one just a Mater one? It might have been. So, the other ones were all fucking Mater. And they were not nearly as amusing as the first two. Oh, no, there was a third one with the clouds, where the clouds are making, like, the little babies for the storks to take, and one cloud's always makes, like, the dangerous animals, like crocodiles and porcupines. And
Oh, right. What was that in front of? I don't remember, but I know I've seen it.
I think that was in front of Up.
Allegedly.
Presumably.
Yeah, and then 4 of them were all fucking Mater ones, and they were not really as funny, and... Like, yeah, the car characters generally aren't that charming as the other characters, and Mater is the least charming of them.
You know why? Because you're not from America.
I was just like,
but my nephew, he loves cars. So he, like, after every single, like, the Mater were the last four ones. Mm-hmm. And after every single one, he's like, wait, now Mater? I was like, I think there's that one. Now Mater? I'm like, I think there's one more. And then finally we got to Mater.
And he's going to be happy. Was it this year? Is Cars 2 coming out this year?
Is it this? Oh, no, wouldn't it be next year?
You're right. That's what I meant. Sorry. This coming year. Yeah. I'm already forward thinking to 2011.
I don't know, but the preview seems odd. It seems like a spy movie.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, it seems like the preview is like, oh, shit, maybe they're doing Incredibles after all. No, fuck you, Cars.
Mm. Yeah, well, my nephew will be happy.
I'll probably see it on DVD.
He loves him some Cars.
You have to bring your nephew back to Disneyland when Cars Land opens. I'm sure he'll shit his pants.
Ooh, probably.
Probably shits his pants already. No, just kidding.
No, they've recently broken him of that.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Both of you have nephews. Both of them like Cars. You're talking about both of them at the same time. Okay. I was able to keep track, but it's all right.
Do you think if we...
No.
No, they probably already have his voice in the can. I was going to say, if we find and kill Larry the Cable Guy, would they have to recast his role?
Nah. Hmm. That shit's on lock.
That's sad. Very sad.
Oh, well. What else do we do?
I also don't particularly like Owen Wilson, so between the two of them, I think they combined to make that by far my least favorite Pixar movie.
Were there any speakers or anything at the Pixar? And by that, I don't mean ways to facilitate sound coming to you from the movies you watched.
There were tons of speakers, Tim!
Was Kelsey Grammer one of them? Did he stay on stage?
No. They had some people, no one really famous. But they, I guess they had some people that did, like, storyboards and, like, some animation. But no, nothing... Well, no, I should say, in the lobby, when we were about to leave, there was a bunch of different, like, groups of people grouped around certain people. So I think they were having, like, maybe a little, like, talk to this person or get signed stuff. I didn't jump into one of those groups. We were
what?
About to leave.
You didn't?
You know, if it's not John Lasseter... I don't know who the fuck you are.
Noah's walking out going, fuck Brad Bird.
Oh, Brad Bird. I know who he is, too.
You could have met Tim Babb.
What was that?
I said you could have met Tim Babb. He might have been there.
Is there a guy named Tim Babb that works there?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's the cloud baby one. The partly cloudy, whatever, the short you were just talking about.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys on there, one of the guys who worked on it is named Tim Babb.
Tim, kill him and steal his life.
I'm sure he looks just like him.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be like, smooth.
You're not Tim. Au contraire. Here's my ID. Well, if the state of California says you're Tim Babb, welcome back to work. I guess we all just, you know, forgot you're not Asian.
I wrote him on Facebook once, and he wrote me back. He's like, I always knew the day would come when my future self arrived to warn me about impending doom.
Nice.
Yep, watch out for the mayonnaise. That's all I can say.
So yeah, no speakers. That's improv classes that they taught you how to draw some of the characters, and then they had some artwork on the wall, and that was about it.
Did you learn how to draw the characters?
Somewhat. I mean, I sat down in the class. I drew.
Did you keep your drawings?
They are somewhere. I think they're my wife's purse.
Can you scan them?
Maybe.
Are you going to?
Maybe. I might just take a picture of them.
All right, well, whatever works.
I have a scanner, but it's in the garage.
Don't do a lot of scanning, huh?
You know, I bought the thing, and I think I maybe used it maybe three or four times.
What characters did they teach you how to draw? I love how your fucking comments are guarded, like this is government secrets or some shit.
No, I was just trying to
What am I allowed to say?
I was trying to remember. Mike?
Let me cover the mic and talk to my lawyer.
The little...
I'm authorized to say Buzz Lightyear.
You done?
Oh, yes. I'm quite done.
Okay. Mike, the little three-eyed alien guy from Toy Story. And
he's called Mike?
Wait, no. Mike, the Cyclops alien guy.
Oh, Mike Wazowski. Okay.
Cyclops monster guy. And
the three-eyed alien guy.
The three-eyed alien guy.
Nice.
That was it. And then he's
the
like...
The claw.
That's it. Yeah, we drew him doing a little face saying like, ooh. And then, yeah, he just would go like, oh, you know, what face do you make when you go, ooh? And then we'd all do it. And then he'd go, you know, your lips are like this. And then, you know, if your eyes are like this, you know, you have little, your eyebrows go up. And That was it. And I think you could have had him sign your drawing at the end. I did not stay for that.
You're like, I'm not here for all this bullshit. I'm here to be wowed.
And then to leave.
And leave I did.
Wow me or GTFO.
So it was enjoyable. I don't know if I would go back again. Well, I guess they do stuff do different stuff every year, so I would see. I would kind of like to see a movie in their big thing. I don't know if I would pay the money for it, but...
You would? No? That's hard to believe.
$200 is a little on the pricey side.
Psst. I mean, nowadays you see a movie 3D and popcorn, it's all the same.
Yep, that's true.
All works out to be the same price.
May as well go and watch the sausage being made, sir.
Although, I did talk to someone who did it, and like, oh, it was nice. Apparently, they got shooting stars on their ceiling in their theater.
Interesting.
I was like, wow. She's like, I thought it wouldn't be any different, but they really calibrated or something, made it better. I was like, hmm.
So they watched the same shorts that you watched, or they watched the whole movie?
They watched the whole movie. They watched Toy Story 3 in 3D.
Oh, I've seen it. I know how it works.
3D.
Toys come to life, dance around. Happy ending. did you run into any of the Mousetalgia crew?
Nope, not that. I mean, I only looked up one person, so I vaguely remembered how they look. But then once I got there, I kind of forgot about it until like the end of the day. I was like, oh yeah, they're here too. And there's actually...
I know... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's quite a few people there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought there'd be like 12.
It was what you going to say?
Well, I know at least one of them got the VIP thing, so they were probably watching Toy Story 3 while you were sucking on the teat of whatever the lowbrow experience was for the commoners.
Yeah, I mean, and that lasted like a while. I think that started like one or two maybe, and about 2 hours, so they're probably gone most... Oh, but they got to be there longer.
Those bastards.
Like, I think they got to come in a lot earlier than we did.
And they got to shop at the store, Noah. Jealous.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Jealous. You jealous.
I'm trying to think.
What,
I mean, yeah, the lobby is nice. The lobby has like a little food area to one side, some foosball table, a foosball table, pool table to another side. Oh, they also had a large sculptures of the Incredibles. That was upstairs, so you weren't supposed to take pictures of those. And they also had large sculpture of the shark from Little Finding Nemo, Nemo and Dora.
Dory.
Dory. She was there too in that little sculpture. They had a huge couch for some reason. No, huge chair.
Interesting.
I don't know where that's supposed to be from.
Place where ass go.
Oh, that's from their new movie Chair.
You sit butt.
Chair from Pixar. It's 2012.
They also had like this little cutout of like a you could be like an action figure. So you go into it and you're like, oh, I'm posing. I'm a toy. I'm a toy.
I think they had that at Disneyland for a while when Toy Story 3 came out.
And
or something similar.
Go ahead, Tim.
Go ahead and do what?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say something.
I said, well, I was just finishing. I said they had something like that at Disneyland. I said they had that at Disneyland or something similar.
And that was it. That was my day. The shorts took up like 30 minutes. And then we did the drawing class. It took like 30 minutes. And we spent part of the time just walking around the lobby. Check out different things and check out. They also had artwork. On one side, they had artwork created by people that work there, so nothing to do with Toy Story, just artwork they did, which I didn't really care about. It was a lot of, like, here's a pretty tree. Like, it was a lot of landscapes. They also had some storyboard art, and they also had just other art, like production art, and then also just kind of, like, art done in a different style, kind of. Like, for Incredibles. So on one side, they had, like, Toy Story 3 all kind of done that sketch style, so a little simplified... Mm-hmm. No sharp lines, just all like it was sketched. And the other side, they had Incredibles done in like more of a like, I don't know how to describe it, but simplified but still sharp lines, almost kind of like how they used to do Justice League, but even more simplified than that. Like that same kind of like angular drawing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. No.
No.
Okay. Well, you remember Justice League, right? Where it's kind of angular. A lot of squares.
Do you mean like the Batman, the old Batman the Animated Series as well?
Yeah, exactly. It was so, that, sort of like but even more simplified, like even less detail.
Still lost, Andy?
Nope.
Okay. Anyways, so yeah, and then they had other stuff, some sculptures they done for different movies upstairs. A lot of stuff was upstairs. And yeah, we didn't get to check out the whole building, just that little area. And that was it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'm glad
Hooray.
They got it. Thank you, Tim and Kristen. From Nostalgia.
And what did you ask about her? You're kind of cutting in and out.
Oh, hello? Can you hear me now okay?
No, you're still cutting in and out.
Oh. Should I unplug and replug? Am I still cutting in and out?
Fine for me.
Wait. Andy says you're fine. Keep going. Just repeat what you said about Kristen.
Me?
Yes. You.
Yeah. I didn't say anything said about a lot of things about Kristen having
and
not
Tim's
even
the one
been
saying
there.
It.
Sorry, you both are talking at the same time. I can't understand what you're saying.
Yes, you. Say it. What did you say about Kristen? Repeat it.
I just said that thank you for letting Tim know, and then he let me know.
Oh, there you go. Kristen.
Huzzah.
Mad shout-outs.
Nothing but professionals here.
Never hear any shout-outs to Tancast on Nostalgia, however.
They would be wise never to.
Yeah, I can understand why they wouldn't do that.
They did a thing where they're like, let's talk about other podcasts we listen to. I was like, oh, here comes a Tancast shout-out. Not one. I know more than one of them listen. No, no love.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah,
you know what, Nostalgia? No shout-outs from me. How you like that? Even though I've just said Nostalgia like 17 times over the course of this podcast, those don't count as shout-outs.
It's okay, Nostalgia. I'll give you a shout-out. Nostalgia!
That was funnier than it had any right to be.
Thank you. It could be because we've all been mind-fucked by the daylight savings time change. Daylight saving time.
That mind-fucked
whatever.
You?
Yeah, because like, I wake up and I don't really know what time it is. It's like brighter outside than it has any right to be. But then like, I look at my clock and it says it's earlier than I think it is. And then I wonder, like, wait, did my phone switch itself in the middle of the night or did it not? And I'm like going around, like checking all the clocks in the house, seeing which ones are on and which ones are off. God, I don't know what time it is. Everything seems so weird.
My coworker, not now, but when the spring one, she always complains. She's like, I lost an hour.
Yeah, and you know what? They give it back to you, but they don't pay any interest. They just borrow it. You can have this back when it's cold.
Tim doesn't approve of your joke.
I don't.
Oh, so there's a couple things we could talk about. Do any of us have anything to say about the GQ Glee magazine spread?
No, I really don't.
I mean,
you'll be surprised
really
here.
See...
No, I have absolutely nothing to say about it.
The only thing I have to say about it is the people who were like complaining and shit. Fuck you.
Like, what they did didn't seem any worse than stuff I've seen on TVs and movies and other ads.
Yeah, and that whole argument about pedophilia. No, they're adults. Just because they play kids on TV doesn't necessarily suddenly magically make this kiddie porn.
Well, no, yeah, it's not like they're the first people who dressed up. Like, there's a magazine out there called Barely Legal.
Yep.
Like, what they did was not anything new. But they did look hot, I will say that. So that's all we got to say about that.
Excellent.
I haven't even seen this, and don't even know really what it is.
Oh, the Glee GQ magazine spread?
Yep, haven't
they
seen it.
Took three characters from the show, the blonde one, the boy with the big nose, and Finn. I don't remember their names. I'm sure Addy remembers their names.
Rachel, Finn, and Cheating Whore.
Cheating Whore.
Great.
Who was pregnant. All right,
so they took these people who, regardless if you tell me the name, I'm not going to be able to put a face to.
Well,
for
the people.
Fuck them.
And they just did like a photo spread. Finn was dressed like, you know, like a jock, and the girls were dressed up in schoolgirl outfits in various poses.
And like kind of sort of slutty, like schoolgirls gone wrong. Like he's...
Yeah.
I think for the cover, like he was grabbing a big, like, double fist full of ass.
Double fist full of ass.
Yep. Taint nothing wrong with that.
That would be a way better Clint Eastwood movie.
And I'm sure if we, I will Google this right now and we can provide a link. Mike
Wazowski! Fist full of ass cheek.
And, yeah, I don't know. And that show isn't really for kids anyways.
Yeah,
I think
it's
teenagers.
Like TV-14.
What was that?
I think it's rated TV-14 here
okay.
In the States.
Seems a little edgy.
Seems like they were advertising it very kid-friendly, though. Because that was one of the reasons I thought it was so lame to begin with. It just seemed like it was High School Musical, the show.
Yeah, and they did have to boulderize when they did the Rocky Horror stuff. Clean up some of the lyrics. Like, she could be a sweet transvestite from something like Supernatural Transylvania or something like that, but not from Transsexual Transylvania.
You can't say transsexual on Fox?
I guess not. At least not during that hour.
I guess one girl was in her panties, in her bra.
Hot.
Yes. Finn was remarkably clothed.
They do look young, though.
What was that?
They do look pretty young.
They do not look 18, though, I don't think. Or even underage.
I think they look underage. I think you're forgetting how old young people look. I'm in touch with the young people. Not like that.
Are you touching the young people, Tim?
I beat you to the punch, sir.
I don't think they look underage. That's just me.
Of course you don't, pedo.
That's right. Pedo bear.
Noah is pedo bear.
Beat you to the punch.
No, what did you say?
I said it right like a second before you said it.
Lies.
You'll
not
hear
after the edit, you didn't.
So there you go.
You guys are so simple.
I started watching a new show.
And that show is?
From the BBC. Called
Is it Sherlock?
Yeah, you know me.
Yes, it is Sherlock.
We've been TiVoing that. I'm going to be watching it too.
There's only three episodes.
Yep.
They do stuff weird there.
Yes, they do.
Three episodes, that's a full season, but the episodes are an hour and a half. Hour and 23 minutes.
Interesting.
And, if you may care about this, I don't know if you do, there is a pilot episode that wasn't aired that is basically the first episode, cut down to 60 minutes, and the ending's a little bit different.
Didn't they, like, recast a couple of hearts or something like that when they shot the pilot?
I don't know. They might have. I didn't watch the pilot episode yet. I just kind of skipped through it a little bit, and most, like, you know, the main two main people were there, and then the guy, you know, the villain was there. So I don't know about anything else. I haven't watched it yet. I was going to watch it later, because I've already watched the full actual episode they aired, so I was like, well, I don't know if I want to watch this right now, because I just watched the other one. But yeah.
But yeah, you're right about they do weird shit over there, because, like, coupling, half-hour show, 6 episodes, 9 episodes, 7 episodes, 6 episodes.
But, like, those are the seasons?
Yeah, or series, I guess they call them. They don't call them seasons. So, yeah, series one was 6 episodes. It ran from early mid-May to mid-June.
I liked that show at first, but I never, like, I watched the stuff that you had, and then I never got into after that. They got rid of one of the guys I liked, and I think that's part of the reason, like the curly-haired funny guy.
Yeah, and the guy they replaced him with was less funny.
Yeah. And like, funny, he was almost like the heart of the show, I felt, so...
There you go. Shit. Character's name, Jeff?
It's been so long. It's been years. Did you ever watch any of that with us, Tim? Coupling?
Bree had me watch Coupling once. I remember it being amusing. That's all I remember.
But not enough to, like, follow up and, like, watch more?
God, no.
So, yeah. But apparently there might be a second season for Sherlock. I did not realize how much House and Wilson are like Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've heard it, but I just, like, I'm like, fuck, these guys are just like House and Watson, who are just like, they're just like House and Wilson, who are just like Sherlock Holmes and Watson. Full
circle,
my friend.
Even the name sounds similar. Yeah. House, Home, Watson, Wilson.
Yep. Well, I knew House was based on Holmes, I just didn't realize Wilson was, and then how much.
Yeah, including the self-medication and...
Yep.
Antisocial tendencies. And, yeah.
So, yes. Stephanie thinks it's a little schizophrenic, although the first episode was like that, and she said she liked it. But this we were watching the second one, and she's like, oh, it's a little schizophrenic. I think it's enjoyable. I will keep watching. We'll watch if there's a second season ever.
It's funny that they have an English guy playing the American Dr. House, and then in the movie they have an American guy playing the English Dr. Holmes. And he's not a doctor. Is he a doctor?
No.
Oh, is that American guy
playing...
I know
he's not a medical doctor, but does he have a doctorate?
I don't believe so.
Wait, you said the America guy's playing Holmes?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
In the movie.
In the movie.
That's what I said. In the movie.
Missed that part.
In the movie, they had Robert Downey Jr.
Seas.
In the movie, they
you
also
can
had
touch
Jude
all my
Law.
Weenies.
So yeah. What's all the things?
I'm in the process of TiVoing, but have not yet begun to watch Walking Dead on AMC.
Story of your life, sir.
You're always TiVoing, never watching.
Then I watch the shit and I just never tell you about it. I'm like a ninja. I'm like a TV-watching ninja.
Just archiving all this shit in case the world ends. We have television watch for several months.
The sun is burnt out, but we can watch Holmes.
Holmes on Holmes. I watched the first episode of Walking
Sounds
Dead.
Sounds like a weird porno.
What?
Just two guys with the little, like, double-brimmed hats and the big pipes just going at it. Holmes on Holmes.
Oh. It's actually a show.
Is it?
Yeah. It's this guy, Holmes,
mm-hmm.
who will fix your home.
Oh. Look at that.
Like, he comes in, like, when shit's been fucked up and, like, helps you, like, get it all right.
Any gay sex in there?
Not that I've seen yet. Maybe that's on the DVD. Uncut. Holmes on Holmes uncut. And the two construction workers just rip off their jeans and their tool belt and just show each other their real tools. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Like, you want a jackhammer? I got a jackhammer for you.
That oil's supposed to grease up the jackhammer. Now he's on my hammer. This show's really gone downhill.
Tank ass?
No, Holmes on Holmes. After Dark.
My mother-in-law subscribes to Big Brother After Dark.
Interesting.
I imagine that that's what softcore porn would be like if you tried to make it more annoying.
Wow. It's quite a feat. Conan starts Monday.
Was that?
Yes, indeed.
Conan starts Monday.
I'm not going to be watching it.
My,
you
get ready
are
for
asshole.
It. TiVo is set for that.
Did you call me an asshole, Tim?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Now I have to adjust my recording schedule because I have Daily Show and Colbert Report. I have them each record an extra minute because Comcast loves to fucking have it wrong so that, like, Daily Show will end in mid-sentence and then Colbert Report will start and I will have missed the end of the Daily Show or the beginning of the Colbert Report. So I have it record for an extra minute and then Colbert Report start on time, so both tuners are going at the same time, but Conan's going to be going on at the same time, so now I'm going to have to start missing those little tidbits. The bits of tid.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't they on the same channel?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's like, it. Even though if you were thinking about it logically, and actually our Shitvo, the DirecTV one, does this. If there's back-to-back shows, it puts a little bit of overlap from the next show onto the end of the recording of the previous show, and a little bit of the end of the previous show onto the recording of the next show. So it like attaches like it duplicates a little tiny bit of data. But our TiVo, and I'm sure from how Tim's describing it, the shitty Comcast tuner does the same thing, stops recording and then fires up a new file, and there's that break time between saving the old file and starting the new file, where the stream's just gone, like Kaiser Soze.
That's weird. When I had my Comcast, it will usually cut off the first episode, but if I was recording something on that same channel next, I would get whatever I missed on the other show.
Nope, there was always a gap in between show one and show two on the same channel.
Well, no, I'm saying when I had it, it didn't do that.
I know, and I'm saying it does. I'd have it.
I'm not doubting yours does.
Oh, good. Don't doubt it. Never doubt.
All right, we done measuring each other's cocks there?
No.
No.
Okay.
I know you don't want to jump in this because you're going to lose, but, you know, sometimes me and Tim got to do this.
I know it's intimidating when the mighty behemoth cocks are out and about.
You say roundabout?
Out and about, but whatever. We're in a roundabout, going around in circles, trying to make a left.
Right. Okay,
Big Ben, Parliament.
Right. Right. I finally this week got my wife to say, they gonna fuck. Immediately after that, she turned to me and goes, there, now, can we be done with that?
And you said, never.
I said, oh, no. No, no.
Your wife's will is strong. I mean, my wife's will is strong because she will never give in. You know how long I've been trying to get her to say, I love you like a fat kid loves cake? She won't do it.
Maybe you just haven't found the right simile.
And she won't. And she won't say she loves me in an accent.
In an accent?
Yeah.
Like.
So like you're doing an accent, and she won't say that, like, she loves
well,
that.
Well, not a Muppet accent.
Love you, I do.
Around the Jedi, a perimeter form.
And it's a catch 22 because like she's like, if you keep bothering me, I want to do it less. I'm like, but if I don't mention it, you won't do it at all.
You know? She's like, yep. So there's the thing. It's just not going to happen.
It's just like butt sex that way.
Wow. Wait, so like, no, she won't go like, hey, I love you, Blair.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
What a weird...
Because I wanted to.
What a weird hill to plant your flag in and die on.
No, I think your wife is the death of joy.
She doesn't like to play along with these things.
I will not.
I'll give her this credit. She has said I love you in other languages, but she just won't do it with an accent.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you what her birth date is, because that's the day the music died.
Why don't you say you love me an accent for everyone to hear?
No.
Prove me wrong. Don't you want to prove me wrong in Tankcast?
No.
All right.
Do it with a Jersey accent.
She not take the bait.
That's amazing.
Not New Jersey.
I thought, sure, we're going to have an exclusive right here.
We scoop Mousetalgia again. Woo!
We didn't mention what me and Tim are going to do today.
Nope.
And other people. Other people will be there.
Mostly me and Tim.
Mostly you and Tim?
Yep.
We're going to go go-kart racing.
Yay!
Indoors. Because it's raining right here. You probably don't know that if you're not where we are. But
oh, it's raining right now?
Oh. Maybe
and
it's not raining for Tim. It's raining
in
for
possession
me.
Of a time machine.
Oh,
it's raining all over California right now.
This place is indoors? I did not know that.
Yes, it is indoors.
It is raining. Look at that. That's all I got. It's raining.
So, yeah, I've never been. I saw it at a house, and I was trying to think of something to do for my birthday, which is past. But I was just like, what would be something to do? I'm like, you know, I've never been go-kart racing. Let me give it a shot.
Noah is super old. Hey, at this exact moment, our ages add up to 100.
They do?
Well, not just this exact moment, but also, you know.
Until March.
And previously, at the point where Noah turned 34.
There you go. 100 years of experience
wasted on us.
That's 100 years of oxygen someone else could have had.
That's 100 years of Skittles eaten.
Fuck it, Tim is obsessed with Skittles these days.
They're delicious.
One day I still want to make. There's this recipe, and it seems a little involved. That's why I've never done it. But for making like Skittle infused vodka. I know you probably don't care about that, Tim, but it's not kind of interesting to me.
How dare you ruin perfectly good fucking Skittles?
I've had Jolly Rancher infused vodka. It was tasty.
Supposedly this is supposed to be pretty sweet, which I like.
Yeah, the Jolly Rancher infused vodka was incredibly sweet.
Oh, okay.
It was basically like alcoholic syrup. Like the Jolly Ranchers had like really dissolved, so it was just, it poured like motor oil, but certainly tasted better.
Were you supposed to drink it straight, or were you supposed to mix it?
I did both.
I imagine mixing it. I mean, like, I like sweet, but I don't like too sweet.
That's not what I heard. That makes no sense.
I know.
No one likes it salty. Nooganooch.
Just like your vagina.
So, Tim.
What?
On Skittles, what are your thoughts on the various different alternative Skittles?
No.
Tim, so like Tim's the Skittles tropical purist.
Yes. I don't have time for your tropical, whatever that blue one is. The blue bag of Skittles. I don't know what's in there. I don't care.
Yeah, that purple one, the tropical one, nasty.
There's an orange one. I thought that was the tropical one. So what's the orange one?
Oh, maybe the orange one is the tropical one. Maybe I've got my head right
up my
ass.
Well, stop talking.
Aren't they generally whole bags of tropical?
The orange one is crazy coarse Skittles.
That's what I'm talking about. The bags are these colors that I'm talking about. Like, there's whole different varieties. There's tropical. It's in an orange bag, I thought. And
nope.
Then
crazy coarse.
Crazy what?
Coors. Like the core, Samuel L. Jackson, Unobtainium, and all that.
Samuel L. Jackson wasn't in the core.
No, Delroy Lindo. What the fuck am I thinking?
You're fucking racist.
You racist.
That's
such
a big bitch.
50 something black guys all look alike.
You know what I saw at the store that kind of intrigued me? It was Mike and Ike's Italian ice flavor.
Hmm.
I was like, that might be delicious.
I don't like Mike and Ike's, so I don't see how that would be something I would ever try.
Okay. Well, I don't know what Italian ice does to it to change it all up, but it sounded, you know, vaguely interesting to me.
Yeah. Mike and Ike's get stuck in your teeth. I don't like that.
Yes, they do.
I don't have time for that shit.
But Skittles can, too.
Not the way I do it.
How do you do it?
I eat them.
That's how you get stuck in your teeth.
I handle business like a professional.
I will say not as much as Mike and Ike's does, but they can't
Not nearly as much as Mike and Ike's do.
Every Halloween, I'm reminded how much you need to really, like, if you're going to attempt a Butterfinger, you really need a crowbar nearby.
The wafer Butterfingers are delicious.
Starburst kind of gets stuck in your teeth as well, but I love Starbursts.
Candy Talk with Tancast.
Candy Talk.
Candy Talk. Candy Talk.
I brought Reese's Peanut Butter Cups to that Halloween party and then left them there.
I did not have one.
Nobody else did either.
Which is so weird because they're delicious, but it's like you get about
two of them. Well, there was a shit ton of delicious food, not just candy. So.
Yeah.
Like those meatballs.
Delicious
God damn,
meatballs.
Those meatballs are delicious.
Peanut butter balls were delicious.
Oh, fuck yes! The peanut butter chocolate balls.
Forever.
Oh.
I was like, get all
that
peanut butter.
Awesome. What?
I said, you licked my balls for forever. I was like, get all that peanut butter.
No. So, Marsha comes by, and she's walking by with the peanut butter balls. She's like, I got peanut butter balls, and Noah has one. And I was like, and I just heard it at that point. And she's standing in between me and Noah handing these out. And I was like, oh, I like some peanut butter balls. And then Noah gets this look on his face like, Marsha, move out of the way. Marsha, move out of the way. And so I take the two, and Noah runs over to me. I got some balls for you. It was just so funny. He's like, I can't wait to say this. Good times.
And I
wonderful.
Did. And it was wonderful. but yeah, those were some good peanut butter balls. And her meatballs are good, too.
Basically, she's good with balls. Yep. Boom!
Anything that's ball in shape, she's on it. And it tastes delicious.
Meaty, nutty, doesn't matter.
Yeah, in general, I mean, not her food's bad. I mean, it's okay, but yeah, the meatballs really shine.
Her food is always good. But yes, those meatballs are always like the, yes, I'll have more of those, please. More meatball time. I mean, she runs a deli.
Mike Wazowski.
She cooks for a living. It's not unexpected that she makes good food.
Remarkably, though, her daughter cannot cook.
Yes, that's a little sad. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, that was my alarm telling me we've been recording for long enough.
Already.
I don't know if you guys heard it.
I did.
It was really loud in my ears.
Oh, you have a little timer now?
Yeah. Fucking editing these episodes is taking longer and longer because we keep going longer. I'm like, fuck it, we need to start putting a time limit on this shit. I don't need to be fucking editing this shit all the day. I got a life to live. I got a child to bring into this world.
It's got only one life to live.
Well, I don't care if you bring the child in this world.
I am. I'm like one side doctor. I got this.
You've done your part.
Push, honey.
My son's about to go up for nap time. He's trying to figure out where I am. He's wandering around. Hey, buddy.
What the hell?
I just heard him outside the office. Daddy, daddy! And then he walks one way and then walks the other way. Daddy, daddy! And then walks the other way. And I guess my wife pointed at the office because he just pushes the doors open and, hi, daddy!
Thanks, Caitlin.
Why is your child always so excited to see you?
Because I'm awesome!
No, that can't be it.
Because I play games with him where I do crazy, silly things. Like headbutt a giant balloon that he has while roaring and... He thought that was hilarious.
Well, at least someone finds you hilarious.
Hey, you know what? I'm just never going to expose this kid to actual comedy.
Clearly.
Then I can always be the funniest thing on earth.
Well, there you go. Ended on some parenting tips from Andy, everybody. Mm-hmm. Remember, spay and neuter your balls.
Spay and neuter your
balls.
Spay
and neuter your children.
Kisses.
Have a good week.
Unless anybody else has something they want to end with.
Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet.
Yes.
May you rest in peace, you big old hunk of
man. Probably several
you.
Pieces by this point.
Oh.
Too soon?
Rest in chunks.
What, isn't there like some line? Like, rest in pieces, or you're going in pieces?
I come in peace, but you leave in pieces.
Yes. Where's that from?
I believe it's from the movie I Come in Peace.
There you go. So we leave you with that. Go watch the movie. It's horrible, I think. I can't recall. Uh-oh. Child's having a fit.
We're all sad the show is ending, little Andy.
Yep. Super sad.
But you know what? You have to save some of the fun for another day.
Yep. Because if you don't save some of the fun for another day, your dick starts chafing.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Keep fucking that chicken.
I love you all.
Congratulations, you actually made it through an episode of TanCast. If by some miracle you liked it, why not tell your friends so even more people can share in this? Or you could tell a stranger by leaving us a review at iTunes. You can also tell more strangers by going to our official TanCast store at cafepress.com/TanCast. You can find a link to it at TanCast.com, where you can also read our blogs, leave comments on this or any other episode, and you can find links to our Facebook fan page and our Twitter fan page. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who composed the official TanCast theme. Once again, we appreciate you putting up with our bullshit. We'll catch you next time on TanCast. TanCast.
Don't forget to nominate us at podcastawards.com.
Oh, I've got news. Breaking news, in fact.
What's that?
Whiskey, still delicious.
All right, well, thanks for that.
You're welcome. I indulged in the rare and treasured Jack and Coke yesterday evening at a party, and still love them. Coke's not as sweet as Pepsi, so the Jack flavor still shines through.
Still shines through.
Yeah. Hey, man, don't go hiding that whiskey under a bushel.
Don't go hiding that whiskey. I won't go hiding that whiskey. Don't go hiding that whiskey.
Cock, cockity cock, 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 cock.
Right. With so much cock in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double G.
I didn't know Snoop was bombarded by cock. That must be hard.
Well, preferably hard. I mean, if he's just being bombarded by weak floppy cocks, how much fun can that possibly be for him?
None at all. None at all.
Would you rather be smacked by limp cock or hard cock?
Cock, actually.
Well, if you had to pick one.
I don't have to pick one. That's the great thing about life.
Well, I'm going to make it so you do. This is my goal.
You are not.
I can become rich so I can make this happen.
I'm going to take Noah at face value and try to answer the question. I'm going to say I think I'd rather be hit by a limp cock simply because, on average, it's going to have less reach, so there'll be less actual cock-to-me contact.
But then I was thinking, if it's limp, wouldn't they be able to get, like, a good momentum going?
Like a good, like, whip at the tip?
Yeah.
I don't think you can crack a cock like you can do a bullwhip.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Plus, I think being hard, you know, you got more impact. You know, it wouldn't spread out as much on impact. Like, it wouldn't squish and distribute the load. So it would be more of an impact just right across that rigid edge. So it'd be more like being caned.
Distribute the load.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
You guys are pondering cocks. queers.
Sometimes you got ponder cocks?
No, you don't.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
You made a choice, sir.
Tim, we prefer to be ready for every eventuality.
That is so not true.
It really isn't.
As long as you're aware.
Terribly aware. Painfully aware. Because shit catches me by surprise all the time. I'll just be like, oh, I really should have expected that.
I was not prepared. But if someone tries to whip me with a cock, I'm prepared.